important to have this specific definition because it has a number of impacts, notably incitement, being an accomplice can also be criminalized, and they are referred to specifically in our convention. So how can you cover the full scope of Article 4 in your legislation as it stands at the moment? Now, on sentences, you refer to the range of penalties foreseen for enforced disappearance as a crime against humanity, as from 12 to 25 years of imprisonment. It is up to Portuguese law to decide what the range of penalties are, the lower limit 12 years. Could be quite stiff, for example, for an accomplice or indirect participation in one case of enforced disappearance as a standalone offence. So if you consider being an accomplice as in a broad light, then would you not consider different range of penalties? You refer to aggravating circumstances linked to enforced disappearance. You refer to that not being foreseen, and that could be considered a shortcoming as well. Also, now following up on something else which Mr. Ravenna commented on, paragraph 72 of your report referring to Article 8, you mentioned that Portugal believes there is a link here to Article 5. It says without prejudice in the English version, but it's perhaps not that. It's in addition to the crimes against humanity not being subject to a statute of limitation, there must be a range of penalties which are appropriate for the gravity of the crime of enforced disappearance. So I don't think that all the offences linked to enforced disappearance are exempt from the statute of limitation. So I'd like to hear Portugal's replies as to that observation.